7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay. Is the wind gonna be an issue? Who cares? Who cares? Okay. Here we go. Let's rock. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And of course, that means you're listening to another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I am working my way down into the creek today. I didn't think it was windy. It was perfectly still. 200 meters away at my house. No wind. Oh, there's something up there. There was no wind, and I thought, yeah, we can go somewhere. And then I remembered, oh, it's Sunday. We can't go anywhere. It's going to be packed. And I thought, well, I guess we can go to the creek. Yeah. There's all kinds of weird crap going on down here, too, but that's okay. Looks like it's over, and I do see golf balls. So we're going to work our way down into the actual creek bed here. And there's leaves everywhere. Lots of little yellow leaves. Oh, it's very muddy. Lots of little yellow leaves have been exfoliated. There's tracks in the mud. And there's golf balls over here. Ooh, these are Mati tracks. And we got raccoon tracks. And what is this? There's, those two balls are nothing. This white ball looks like it's got a big logo on it. It does. Do I want a logo ball? I don't know, do I? Something in the water here. Titleist 00. Let's take a look at this logo. Yeah, no. No, I don't want it. There's color up in the ravine. Up in the golf ball eating ravine. There's white golf ball down here. Ooh, there's color in the deep water too. Looks like we got some red. Oh, and there's some other golf balls up here, some whiteies. And we got a yellow, we got, oh, this is funny. We got a white golf ball with three homemade stripes on it, but it doesn't look like they used the ball striper that we're familiar with. Do I want that ball up in the ravine? I don't think I do. But I do want this red one in the water. So, we gotta use the old stick to go whack, whack, whack. There it is. A red. Callaway. Number 4. Beautiful. Washa, washa, washa. Wash off the golf ball. Washa, washa, washa. Woo, woo, woo. That's a pink up there in the ravine, isn't it? If that would have been a red, I would have thought of giving some effort into retrieving that, but no. Right now, my feet are just picking up mud. Another logo ball in the water under the... Yeah, that's definitely a pink. I don't care. There's a logo ball under the picnic table here. Okay. Hop over. Lots of tracks. Check some of these other golf ball areas. I am not going to try to go downstream today. If I'm picking up this much mud on my feet already, we do not want to try to walk down the creek. Alright, here's a white ball. Not for me. Yeah, I'm just picking up more and more mud the more I try to walk. So, let's try to get out of here. Here's another logo ball. Looks interesting, but I'm not going to pay any attention to it. I got so much mud on my feet, I can barely walk now. So, let's see. What other interesting things have you missed? Well, One thing I didn't tell you yesterday was something that happened two nights ago. And the thing that happened two nights ago was raccoons came to visit me. And they were in the backyard and being obnoxious, and they came up to the patio door, which I had to open. And I think they were peeing on it or something, because I could smell that. I could smell that smell. Yeah, I gotta check this golf ball over here too. Nothing, just a white mojo. And when they were done peeing or pooping on my door or whatever, you know, they kicked up against it. They sort of like, you know, went to bury something, right? And that flicked some stuff up against the door, which my cat heard. And she went charging over there. Run, 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 run. And she jumped and slammed into the door to scare those damn guys away. Wow, look at these oyster mushrooms. These oyster mushrooms growing out of this tree grew a little bit, and they're really big. It's a very nice flush. And so I jumped up and I grabbed the flashlight and I looked out there, and yeah, there's two raccoons out there. All right, I'm gonna scrape this mud off my shoe. And then last night at about 8:20, I went up to the kitchen and I was making tea or whatever, and I thought, huh, I wonder what the temperature is. And so in order to see my thermometer outdoors, I have to, you know, sort of walk into the little dining area and go to the door that goes out to the deck and look out there, right? And that's where I have the light bulb installed that we installed the other day, right? So I went over there and I turned the light bulb on, and I'm looking out at the thermometer, and over in the corner of my eye, I see a raccoon. He's out in the lawn, but he's sort of by the edge of the deck. And I was watching him and he started watching me. And then he decided to crawl back under the deck, which is kind of a pain in the ass, because I, you know, been spending a lot of time, or I have spent a lot of time putting up some wire fencing and stuff so animals can't get down in there, right? Well, there's a new spot, and the funny thing is when I was out spreading the some sunflower seeds out for the animals, for the birds last night, or yesterday afternoon, I saw this new spot where somebody was crawling under the deck. They pulled up the wire mesh, and they were crawling underneath it, and they had to dig a little channel. Yeah, so later that night, I actually saw a raccoon using that little spot. And I thought, oh, God. Yeah, man. And now I can't go out there and seal the thing up, because I don't want to seal any of my raccoon friends under the deck. That's not cool, right? I'm climbing out of here. This place is a bust. I'm not even sure why I came down here today. I just wanted to get some exercise. So then at 11:30 last night, I was making tea. I walked up to the kitchen and I was, you know, at the sink pouring water into the water boiling vessel when some motion caught my eye. The light was still on. And I saw something in the shadows, and I looked out there thinking, oh, my raccoons are back, or they left the... or they've come out from underneath the deck or whatever, right? And I'm looking out there trying to focus on, hey, what the hell is that out there? What's that crazy raccoon doing? Right? But no. He was in the post. He was in the shadow of the post. You know, my deck is right there. Light is shining in the yard. Light is blocked by the deck. Makes shadow. The little guy comes out of the shadow, and it's a possum. His little white face is looking up, and I'm seeing him, and I'm like, oh, hi, dude. And I was watching him for a while, and he walked right up to the edge of the deck, and I was hoping that he was going to climb onto the deck and maybe play around on the deck for a while, and I could watch him and be entertained. But no, he just disappeared. Just disappeared? How's that possible, Tobe? Well, I have a feeling he went under the deck. I think he found a new place to go under the deck. All the dudes are crawling under my deck. Oh, yeah. It's funny, but also kind of not. All right, I'm back to my car. What are we doing? Oh yeah, we're doing synth. Oh, it's a good time to be doing synth, because I'm not in the creek anymore, but I'm starting to get hungry for lunch. But it's not lunchtime, it is synth time. You know how I know? It's because my cat is sleeping on the synth blanket, the blanket that's behind the synth. Okay. So hopefully we won't disturb any kitties. Yeah. So where are we with all this synth business anyway? Okay, well, if you didn't hear yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, well, we are here. So that's pretty fun, right? Yeah, I thought it was pretty fun too. But last night, right before I was sort of thinking about going to sleep, I thought, what else can we do to that? What else can we do that would make this much more interesting? Well, any number of things, really, because look at all this stuff we can plug in. And look at all these patch cables that we have that my cat isn't eating because she's asleep. On the banky, behind the synthesizer. Well, okay. Well, if we think back to where we left off yesterday, what we had done was we had used the sequential switch to switch in an offset that is controlling Florian so that Florian can change chords. And if you're wondering, Tobe, what are you talking about with all this offset business? Well, the offset is just a voltage. It's just an additional voltage that we have being injected into the oscillator that, it raises the pitch, doesn't it? Yes, it does. So that's all that's all about. But the sequential switch is just switching back and forth between no offset and offset. And we have two more outputs on this switch that we could bring in. And that's what I'm thinking that we need to do right now. So what are we going to do exactly? What are you talking about, Tobe? Well, this offset, we can switch it into some other stuff if we're so inclined. And I am so inclined. And my first inclination is, let's mess with the little dinkity-donkity drum bits, right? We got to do something about that bass drum, which is pretty boring. Okay, but first let's work on the clickety-clockety-dinkity-dockity. So the first thing we do is we need to grab ourselves a patch cable, because what we're going to do is we're going to plug into the damping, and we're going to do two, because this, yeah, we're just going to, here's what we're going to do. We plug into the damping, and then we plug into this molt, this little molt splitter that I have. Then we plug into the timbre, and we plug that into our little molt as well. And then coming out of the molt, now we can plug this into the sequential switch that we then have to switch over to three steps, because we're going to use the third step. And now we got this. Let's just listen to the dink-a-donks. There it is. Okay, here it is normal. And then it switches to, this is where it pitches up and goes normal. Now listen. And done. Notice how it got a little bit more bright and kind of pops out of the mix. Here it comes. And there we go. Basically what I'm doing is I'm taking off the damping and, you know, cranking up the timbre a little bit. Okay, here we go. Here it is. And then it goes back to normal, kind of duller sound there. And the funny thing is, well, it's not funny necessarily. I have a switch on the switch that switches between how many steps the sequential step, the sequential switch steps through. So I can have it just going back and forth between the two, normal and pitched up state, or I can do the first three things, which is normal, pitched up, and then the dink-a-donk crispiness. And then we've got one left. We've got one output left. And so we're just going to take a cable here, and we're just going to plug that into, I don't know, let's go into the cross modulation, the cross frequency modulation of the runaway oscillator. Okay. I'm going to switch this to normal. I'm going to turn this up. We're going to reset a bunch of stuff here. And we're going to start it back up. Pitch up and back to normal. And pitch up and back to normal. Okay, I'm switching over to three steps, so after it pitches up, it'll go to crispy dunk ducks. And here we go. Back to normal. Okay, nice. Now I'm gonna switch the switch to four steps. Here's the pitched up business. Crispy dope docks, and here comes the new thing. Oh wait, I forgot. The new thing is on the flute, and we haven't brought, well, it's not a flute. We gotta bring the other part in. Here we go. Crispy Dope Dog. And now the weirdness. Hehehehehehehe. Uh-oh, the cat's waking up. Sorry, I got distracted. I got distracted having fun with whatever this weird thing is. The funny thing is that this is this particular patch, this weirdness. What are we doing here? It's not that interesting musically, but academically, it's fascinating. Just because we got all this weird stuff going on, and I can switch it in and out, and I can adjust weird things like this. Where do I want it? Right about there. Anyway. So, yeah. And where else can we go with this? I don't know. We still can take some offset out of this, this malt. What else do we have that we could offset? It would be not switched in, but one thing that we do have left over that we're not using is we've got another output from the independent clock divider. And I'm wondering if we can use this somehow to add some rhythmic interest to our kick drum. which is just four on the floor and boring right now.
So for the sake of experimentation, let's get this all going. But let's turn that down. Let's keep that off. And we got our slappy, slappy, noisy kick drum. Now, the kick drum is being made by the filter. So let's plug in some LFO and just see what this does. Yeah, okay. So that's where we control that. Now, what is this other thingy? What is this one for? Does this do anything different? Yes, it does. It makes it go away. And then it comes back. What is this a control for? Yeah, it's true I haven't read the manual of my filter. You want to know why I haven't read the manual? There isn't one. You can go to the damn company's website, and this is like one module that they don't have a manual for. Okay, so if this is... Okay. This is the input. This is CV1. This does the frequency. Do, do, do. Okay, then this is... Oh, this is on the resonance, isn't it? This is the, basically the amount and not the filter cutoff. And then this is what? See, this says CV2. What is this thing? Well, I do not know. Huh. Okay, so what if we were to take... Let's not use LFO. Let's use this other clock divider, and let's plug this into, say, here. Yeah, okay. Huh. Right, because gate. What am I trying to do here exactly? What if we do it to this one instead? Turn it up. Don't hear any difference. What I need to do here is to use this gate switch. And somehow we need to... See, if I could just get two gates, we could sort of... We could mix them and then... What is my brain trying to tell me? See, normally we got this thump, 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 thump. But if we could get a related, what if we went to here instead? Okay, that's... Okay, plug that in, see what happens. Okay, now we're talking. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. Okay, it's turned to utter madness, and this is the end of the line. You've been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobin. This is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.
is this?